Welcome to Eat, Capture, Share, the podcast for food bloggers and food photographers who want to earn an income doing what they love. My name is Kimberly. I'm your host. Episode 108. Welcome back, everybody, to the Eat, Capture, Share podcast. My name is Kimberly Espina. I'm a food photographer, food photography teacher. I'm the author of the Amazon bestselling book, Creative Food Photography, and a creative business mentor for food photographers and food bloggers just like you. And today I'm bringing you a mini episode all about what content to create right now. And before I delve into the episode, I wanted to tell you a little bit about why I've decided to do a mini episode and just a little bit about my thought process, hoping also that that part of this episode will be helpful for you somehow. But recently we had our very, 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 very late Christmas lunch. And as a team, we got together and obviously ate lots of delicious food, but also chatted a little bit about what's working at TLP, what's not working, what we can do better, and so on. And I think I really walked away from that team Christmas lunch brimming with ideas. And one of the things that came to the fore for me is just that for a very long time, and I've talked about this too in my newsletters, I'm going to talk about it more here on the podcast too. You know, I just have not had so much time to create content for my own channels, for my Instagram, here on the podcast, the blog, etc. And that's because I've been busy, you know, shooting content for other brands and so on. And I really feel that I'd like to come back home, so to say, and cultivate my channels so much more in 2023. And the reality is I'm going to continue to shoot for brands. I'm going to continue to teach. I'm going to continue to do all the things. And my thought was, how can I make this happen while still showing up for my business in the way that I need to? And what dawned on me is that I really put so much pressure on myself to create these, you know, brilliant podcast episodes that are 30 to 60 minutes and really packed full of valuable content and so on. When in actual fact, I can also do mini episodes like the one today where there's still some value for you to walk away with, but it's a shorter episode and it just means that I can create a little bit more content a little bit more regularly for you and just give you, you know, I don't know, like cause maybe somebody needs to hear right this episode, these whatever next 10, 15 minutes, that's all they need to walk away and just feel inspired or, you know, like they have a new idea or what have you. So that's really my thought process behind starting these mini episodes, and I'll do a couple of them. They'll all be solo episodes this year and just see how it goes. And of course, I would love your feedback too. And credit where credit is due, because this idea came to me after the team lunch. But truth be told, you know, there's people like Amy Porterfield who I like really admire, and she releases like two podcast episodes a week. And one of them is a full-on proper episode and the other one is a mini episode. And I've always walked away with so much value from those. And then there's another podcaster, Dean Graziosi. I don't listen to his podcast that often, I must confess. But sometimes he just records himself when he's out on a walk, you know, and you can hear cars go by. But, you know, one of those episodes just really hit me, you know, like really hit my soul. And I was like, I could do this. Like I walk to the gym X times a week. Like why not? Anyways, so that's my thought process. That's what's going to happen. And my hope is that, you know, maybe there's also something here for you. Are you putting a lot of pressure on yourself to create this perfect piece of content? And could something small but still impactful be created so that you can meet the kind of content demand that is out there right now? Because content is queen and there's just no way around it. And I think I at least want to step up to the mark. And wondering how you're feeling about it too. And then the other thing, and that is something we have always done consistently, and that's really what today's podcast episode is all about, is to plan ahead. And the way that we do it at TLP, so at the Little Plantation, is we really think about everything in quarters. So, you know, everything is looked at in a sort of 3-month period. What are we selling in that period? What are we promoting in that period? What are we creating in that period? What are people needing, searching for, wanting in that period? And that got me thinking about the next 3 months. What kind of content should I be creating? What kind of content should you be creating? And I'm, you know, really thinking about this through the lens of food blogging, food content creation, and also a little bit wider. So I'll let you know what we're doing, and also hopefully there's something there that you can walk away with. So I definitely want to create more recipe-based content. I am and will never be just, quote unquote, just a recipe creator. There's so many things I want to do, but I do want to go back to where I started and create and write more recipes and create more recipe reels. And so, you know, the type of recipes I will be creating this quarter coming up will all center around seasonality. So, you know, again, thinking about what's coming into season in terms of fruits and vegetables, you know, leeks and rhubarb here in the UK, and strawberries are starting to show up on farmers markets. So really think about what kind of seasonal content is just on the horizon. What kind of recipes are people starting to look for on Google? What kind of recipes are they starting to pin on Pinterest? What kind of recipes are starting to trend on TikTok and Instagram? And rather than following what others are doing, like start setting the trend, so to say, start thinking ahead. So if you know that rhubarb's coming up in, you know, a month or whatever, then start creating that kind of content now. So really thinking about seasonality. And for those of you who are not creating recipe reels, also think about, like, for example, if you're a restaurant photographer, now restaurants are going to start planning their spring menu, maybe even their early summer menu. Can you start showcasing maybe some images you took last year of a restaurant or bar, what have you, where you did some images that included that kind of, you know, food that was coming into season, and really start reminding potential clients or past clients what it's like to work with you, how you can translate their, you know, new seasonal menu into gorgeous imagery or beautiful reels. So really thinking about seasonality in all the content that you're going to be creating and planning your content ahead accordingly. Continuing on with that planning hat, I'm recording this at the very, very start of March. So we have, you know, Easter and Passover and so many other major religious holidays where people are going to start getting together and planning Easter hunt, egg hunts, and, you know, all the things. So again, like, try and think, can you create some inspiring content around that? Maybe write a blog post, reels, how to style an Easter table, or, you know, how to color coordinate your Easter egg hunt. I don't know, you know, like, you get to be creative, but I don't really lean into every old festivity that's there, cookie cutter day and bread baking day and whatever. But the big ones, we definitely have to start thinking about them. And I always think it's good to create content, at least one, if you can, 2 weeks before the actual date, so that when people are searching and planning, they find your stuff and you're not kind of late to the party, you know, when everyone's already planned their table settings and that kind of thing. So start thinking about what kind of holidays are coming up that I can start planning around, what would appeal to my client, my audience, and really start planning around that. And then the third thing to plan around, I think, is kind of taking a little bit from that. So thinking about the holidays that have happened that are coming up, thinking about the climate that we're in. So what's coming to mind for me is, you know, we are in a recession, there is inflation, you know, can we create content around working with leftovers, money-saving tips around food photography or food blogging or recipe creation? I'm really thinking about all the chocolate leftovers from Valentine's Day and all the chocolate leftovers that will be there after Easter. You know, can you do something around recipe development with that? Yeah, so, you know, really kind of thinking and being on the pulse and really leaning into where we are, where the need is, and looking at your calendar and thinking, okay, so I have these next 12 weeks, this next quarter coming up. You can do lots of different things and be spontaneous and what have you, but within that, making sure you're touching on those key things, you're anticipating those key things and meeting your audience and your audience needs, where they're at. So those are my content creation tips for Q2. Hope it was helpful. Hope you enjoyed this mini podcast episode. And I'll be back with an interview style episode super soon. See you then. Before I leave you, I wanted to say thank you so, so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the podcast. I also wanted to let you know that this podcast was brought to you by my Eat, Capture, Share newsletter community, and I'd love for you to join. I will pop the details on how you can join my creative community in the show notes, so do go and check it out. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, it means so much if you can rate, review, and subscribe. All those things will help the podcast to grow and to reach the right audience. And yeah, you'd kind of make my day. All right, see you soon. Take care. Bye.